Welcome to today's Daily Facts. Let's get to it.
The 1883 Krakatoa eruption was one of the most violent volcanic events in recorded history. It ejected massive amounts of dust and sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere, altering optical properties. This caused unusual atmospheric effects worldwide, including blue moons and green sunsets. The particles scattered short wavelength light, green through violet, to a far greater degree than longer wavelength red light. These phenomena persisted for years after the eruption due to stratospheric circulation patterns dispersing aerosols globally.
This statement is often used to highlight the unpredictability of danger. Donkeys, generally perceived as harmless, are responsible for more deaths annually than plane crashes. This is primarily due to accidents in rural areas where donkeys are commonly used for work and transportation. Plane crashes, while highly publicized and feared, actually occur less frequently due to stringent safety regulations in aviation industry. However, it's important to note that statistical data on donkey-related fatalities isn't universally tracked or reported.
Wild flamingos' distinctive pink color is a result of their diet, which primarily consists of algae and brine shrimp. These food sources are rich in carotenoids, pigments that flamingos metabolize and deposit into their feathers, skin, and beak. The more they eat these carotenoid-rich foods, the stronger the pink hue becomes. This phenomenon is not exclusive to flamingos. Other birds like canaries also change colors based on their diet. However, it's most noticeable in flamingos due to their large size and vibrant coloration.
This statement is based on the fact that women often wear footwear like high heels and narrow shoes, which can cause foot problems such as bunions, hammer toes, and neuromas. These issues are less common in men as they typically wear more comfortable and roomy shoes. Additionally, hormonal changes during pregnancy can alter a woman's foot structure, leading to issues like flat feet. Therefore, podiatrists report treating significantly more women than men for foot-related ailments.
Frank Whittle, an English aviation engineer and pilot, is credited with inventing the turbojet engine in 1930. His revolutionary design laid the foundation for modern jet propulsion technology. Despite initial lack of interest from the British government and setbacks due to financial constraints, Whittle persevered with his invention. By 1941, his first jet-propelled aircraft took flight. This marked a significant milestone in aviation history as it paved the way for faster and more efficient air travel.
Willard Scott, a renowned weatherman for NBC's Today Show, was indeed the first Ronald McDonald. Before his meteorology career took off, Scott worked as a local radio personality in Washington, D.C. In 1963, he was hired by McDonald's to portray their new mascot, Ronald McDonald. He appeared in the inaugural three television ads featuring the character. However, his version of Ronald was deemed too clownish and eventually replaced with a more subtle portrayal.
Oak trees, belonging to the genus Quercus, are known for their longevity and sturdiness. They can indeed live for over 200 years, with some species even reaching up to 1,000 years under optimal conditions. Their long lifespan is attributed to their hardy nature and slow growth rate. Oak trees also play a significant ecological role by providing habitat for numerous species of birds and mammals. Moreover, they have been historically valued for timber due to their strong wood properties.
The Strawberry Museum, or Musée de la Fraise, is located in Wipien, Belgium. Known as the strawberry capital of Belgium, Wipien has been cultivating strawberries for over 150 years. The museum showcases the history and cultivation process of strawberries through various exhibits and interactive displays. Visitors can learn about different strawberry varieties and their uses in culinary arts. The museum also offers a shop where visitors can buy fresh strawberries and other related products like jams or liqueurs.
The African penguin, scientifically known as Phoniscus demersus, was formerly referred to as the jackass penguin due to its distinctive donkey-like braying call. This species is native to the coasts of South Africa and Namibia. The name change occurred in order to distinguish it from other jackass penguins within the same genus found in South America. Despite their amusing calls, these birds face serious threats including oil spills and overfishing, which have led them towards endangerment. It was a pleasure to share today's interesting daily facts with you. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow. If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.